It's time to catch up with the big stories over the weekend with WRAL-TV5's Gerald Owens. How's it going, Gerald?
Pretty good, Jerry. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it was marvelous. Too short.
I know. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, bring us up to speed. What happened over the weekend? It's our weekend wrap-up time.
Yeah, busy weekend. The World watched Sunday, of course, as Nelson Mandela was laid to rest in South Africa. The former president, statesman, died earlier this month at 95 years old. Our David Crabtree was there. You may have seen his pieces. He, along with photojournalist Pete James, have some stories and pictures from their coverage on our website, WRL.com. We encourage your listeners to go there and see what they did. One person died in a house fire in Raleigh over the weekend. It happened on Londonderry Circle. When firefighters got there, they found 78-year-old William Terrell Jr. He was inside the home. He died in the fire. A busy weekend for firefighters, in fact. In addition to that one, there were six other house or apartment fires this weekend. 12 people were displaced in Wake, Pitt, and Wayne counties. Firefighters expect it to be a busy time of year as we get to the holidays. They say the number of structure fires more than doubles this time of year. The Bonner Bridge reopened this weekend. The North Carolina ferry system resumed its regular winter schedule in the Outer Banks. The DOT deemed the bridge was safe for traffic, so it had been closed since December 3rd after sand had washed away the bridge supports.
Boy, a lot going on this weekend, huh?
Yeah, really, and this week's going to be just as busy. We've got, of course, Fortify, a word that your listeners may get tired of hearing, but this is a major road project in this area. It will affect many people who drive I-40 and the Raleigh Beltline. Tonight on WRL News, Jerry, we'll see how the road closures affected traffic around the area today and what's in store as we move forward with this massive project.
All right, Joe, thank you again for the weekend wrap-up. You have a great day. We look forward to catching you in the evening news.
All right, Jerry, you too. Thanks.